Blog Talk Radio.
The opening act of Talk Geek with Tyler Brook, live from Pearl River, New York, producing yours truly, Mark Mancini, out here in Los Angeles, California, 347-205-9631, 30 minutes of great talk, and boy, what a guest. If you missed this show, catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. More of him, less of me. Let me lay the red carpet down. Put the podium in its place. Hand off the mic. First of all, Tyler, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, you've brought this guest back for a second go-round. And man, oh man, I'm going to sit back, man the boards, and enjoy this.
Terrific, terrific. Doing well, Mark. Thank you for asking. And yes, we've got another returning guest. Fellow cosplayer, weave, and food enthusiast, give it up for Mai. Mai, how the hell are you?
Hey, how's everyone? I'm good. I'm really excited for today's actual talk because I'm really passionate about it, especially because Thanksgiving just finished. So, yeah, I'm glad to be back.
Glad to have you back. And for those of you that missed the previous episode season, I'm going to say shame on you because she was an absolute dynamite. But for those of you that didn't miss it, Mai, would you like to tell the audience about who you are, what you do, and where you can be found?
Sure. I'm Mai Tan Cosplay. You can find me as Mai Tan on both Facebook and Instagram. I am a self-starting cosplayer, and I have my own cosplay business, and I'm just, yeah, that's a little bit of me.
Terrific, terrific. Before we go any further, we'd like to mention our sponsors. Our first sponsor being Exaspace, who will be my partnering comp for many of my upcoming merchandise, and Star Candles, so two ways, not one, who will be officially releasing the official Geek Talk with Tyler candle. Every purchase you make, half of the percents go to women who are either single struggling mothers or who have been abused. And now, our topic, foods from anime. This episode will be discussing all the fabulous foods you get from anime, from chocolate cornets to takoyaki balls to dumplings to red bean soup and even jelly donuts.
Oof, jelly donuts. Can we start
These
with
jelly
that?
Donuts are great. These jelly donuts are delicious. Yep, jellies are my favorite. And contextually speaking, we're obviously talking about that Pokemon scene where Brock is clearly holding a rice ball, and he calls it a jelly donut because westernization is a thing.
For the longest time, when that episode first aired, I've been looking for those jelly donuts. Like, I
you
took
too?
A picture with it. I did. I took a picture of it. I knew what onigiri was when I was younger because, like, I had that growing up. But it just didn't click. And because I was watching it dubbed, I was like, these have to be actual jelly donuts. Because when you looked at it, I think there's like a part there where like it looks like jelly in the inside. So
yeah,
I
it
was
did look like jelly, but turns out it was a pickled plum.
Yep, it was Omami. And I was like, really? But, yeah, a lot of things that, you know, back then, I'll say in the 90s, they did do dubs very differently because they didn't really know, the Japanese culture wasn't really, you know, known yet. It was slowly starting to get popularized. So
they still step up from the Speed Racer dub.
Oh, okay. That will be another episode. I can go on and on that one.
Oh, well, hang on tight. I may have you for that episode. But before we go any further, yes, we will be discussing all the various foods we see from anime. Some from Japan, some not from Japan, but are well known in the anime world. This does bring one question, though. If 4Kids was still dubbing One Piece, would Zoro's attack be Jelly Donut instead of Onigiri?
Most likely.
Yeah, most likely.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Neither would I. But, let me ask you something. When it comes to Japanese food, most people in the West, by that I mean America, Canada, and possibly Europe, when they think of Japanese food, they usually think of just ramen and sushi and or sashimi. But what's your favorite one of those foods of Japanese culture that you really gravitate towards?
Ooh, that's a lot. I have to say either okonomiyaki or dango or curry. Japanese curry, I'll go to Japanese curry.
All right, off the top of your head, can you think of any anime that has shown those at one point or another?
Oh, yeah. Okonomiyaki had ramen one half. That's when I first figured out about okonomiyaki. Because of Ukyo, she was an okonomiyaki maker who was one of Ranma's fiancés. Oh, that was one of my old school animes that I loved too. Let me see what else had okonomiyaki in it. There were some with like a few like mentions of it, but not really like pictures of it. But okonomiyaki was good. Let me see. Curry, you can see Japanese curry in pretty much every anime. It's made. I remember my favorite episode with the Japanese curry was in Rosario plus Vampire, when one of the professors, the Indian professor, made curry, and it was really, really spicy. And it made everyone turn yellow and want really spicy food. So that was a great episode.
Speaking of which, interesting pick that you chose the vampire for my upcoming special.
Oh, yeah, of course. I love
but, Japanese
plus.
Curry, how is that different than traditional Indian curry?
So Japanese curry, it's like, for me, at least it's kind of like, it's sweetish to me. I can't really explain it compared to like the Indian curry. I think in the Indian curry, they use more of certain spices. Like they would use a lot of turmeric, they would use a lot of cumin compared to the Japanese curry. The Japanese curry to me is like, I've seen, the one that I always get is the one with the infusion of apple. Like they have like an apple infusion to it, and it's very, very good. And like I like using it curry breads, like the curry puffs and stuff like that. Like those are chef's kiss.
Interesting. We got our first comment. Fred from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi, guys. Really enjoyed the show. Learning about Japanese culture as well. Well, Fred, stay tight. We may actually have some foods you're probably not aware of. As far as my favorite Japanese foods, or at least I think it's become more Japanese, are the chocolate cornets from Lucky Star. It does raise a good question. What is the best way to eat a chocolate cornet? Do you start with the skinny side and then just lick the chocolate as it comes out? Or do you start with the chocolate side and then work your way down?
Oh,
do you have an answer, Mai?
Those are so good. In ways for me to eat it, I think of them like ice cream cones.
So you start with the fat side and then go bottom down.
Yeah, I'll do it like that. But then sometimes with the ice cream cone, depending on the ice cream, if it's like strawberry or something that doesn't have like the actual big pieces in it, I will, like, I'm not going to lie, out the bottom and just suck it from the bottom.
I'm going to be honest, I'm just going to corn cob it. You know, just start in the middle and go side to side.
And go ham and see whichever falls out first.
Pretty much. Sal from Germantown, Pennsylvania says, the foods are great in Japan. I have been there. And the ladies are the best. They know how to take care of the opposite gender, not like the American women who just want your wallet. Good to know, Sal. Good to know.
It's probably a culture thing, too. I mean, about it. But yeah,
yeah, America does some things to people. I like Japan. Very well-rounded country. But as far as the desserts go, I would say a more traditional one I can think of is red bean soup, or as it's more traditionally known as, oishiriku. And the only anime I can recall it ever being on is One Piece, specifically the Wano arc, where Queen has a major obsession with it, where he's willing to fight Big Mom for it.
Oh, yes. Red bean soup is very good. I love it when you – it's not really traditional, but if you get it and you ask for the roasted chestnuts, you can add – some people don't put it in, but if you put roasted chestnuts to red bean soup, and, oh, my God, that's just – it's so good. Because the sweetness of the chestnuts, and then, like, if you're not allergic to nuts, and then the red bean, oh, it's so good. It reminds me of a lot of Chinese soup dishes, because a lot of the Japanese food comes from Chinese influences, just like the a lot
of the
Asian.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because off the top of my head, I would say one of the more famous foods we get from anime is beef and bell peppers, which is specifically Spike Spiegel's favorite dish, and which is actually, it originated from China, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot, for the longest time, a lot of people, at least from when I was growing up, we would use the beef and kind of like beef and broccoli, but made with the style of the one with the bell peppers. Because you're not using oyster sauce. You're not using, like, the heavy sauces to it. So that's good. Like, my favorite breakfast is the Japanese, like, the small wiener sausages, pan-fried with broccoli, and have a bowl of miso soup, and a little, not always rice, but either rice or a piece of toast, and that's my go-to breakfast. For, like, Japanese
right,
breakfast, that's usually what we get.
Huh. I was expecting a Japanese breakfast to be more like what was that egg dish called? An omurice kind of a thing?
So, omurice, usually not, from my understanding, it's usually not a breakfast dish. Omurice is usually lunch or dinner dish. I think a lot of people mix it up for breakfast because it's egg, mainly egg. But a lot of people that I know are like my family, it's usually like a lunch or a dinner dish because it's heavy.
Well, I can see that. I mean, quiche is primarily egg dish, but I can definitely see that being a lunch or dinner thing. But I got to be honest with you, I've never been an idea of the whole traditional breakfast, traditional lunch, traditional dinner thing. If I can eat it, it's a breakfast food. That's my personal feeling on that. And we got a message from Dave from Danville, California. You guys are making me hungry. What's the Japanese fish? I heard it's very good. Well, Dave, going to be honest with you, there are a lot of fish-based cuisines in Japan, seeing as it is an archipelago. We have fugu, which is basically blowfish, several different tons of sashimi, and sushi. Or you're probably thinking of taiyaki, the fish-shaped dessert with red bean paste in it. It's funny how many foods in Japan have bean in them to some degree, whether it's sweet bean or just bean curd. Well, why do you think that is?
So, from my understanding, it's because they also have a lot of fields. Like, I know because Japan's island and you have all the fish around, but they also have a lot of fields and areas, like how China has a lot of rice fields. Japan has like a lot of like bean fields. They have rice fields as well, but it's easier to get from there and grow with that with like the climate over there.
All right, that's understandable. And Mike, can I create a quick drum roll, please?
Sure, if I can.
Time for our trivia question. What is the name of the ramen shop Naruto frequently visits? Once again, what is the name of the ramen shop Naruto frequently visits? Answer this question now, and you can get an official Geek Talk with Tyler mousepad, courtesy of Exospace.
Woo! That sounds awesome.
But as far as Japanese food, as far as foods and anime go, let me ask you something, Mike. Are you a Ghibli fan?
Oh, now I'm thinking of Ghibli food. That's like its
Yeah,
own.
Ghibli's not known for animating pretty good food scenes. Whether it's Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle, The Cat Returns, you name it, there's a good whole bunch of food-based scenes. But riddle me this, Mai. Did you ever know that he used to work in TV shows before he got started in movies?
No. Did he?
Yeah, one of the ones he did. One of the ones he's actually worked on, I'm watching right now because I made an appearance in a podcast. We spoke about it. The show is called Sherlock Hound. Basically, if it's like one of those dystopian alternate timelines where instead of they're all people, they're all dogs, and Sherlock Holmes is a corgi solving mysteries. And one of the foods shown there was Moriarty's favorite dish, a steak and kidney pie.
Hmm. That sounds interesting. I remember, what was another one that he worked on? Agent Pulpero, right? The pig one.
Porco Rosso?
Porco Rosso, yeah, that one. That had a bunch.
He's worked on that one. He's worked on Princess Mononoke, Howl's Moving Castle.
What out of all of them, if you can eat one dish out of all of Studio Ghibli's, shows and movies, what do you think would be the one dish you want to try?
That's a good question. My heart really belongs to Princess Mononoke because it's one of those movies that doesn't really have a villain per se. It's just they're people trying to accomplish their own goals, but it just happens to conflict with the other goals of the other individuals. But as far as food goes, you really can't go wrong with any of the Spirited Away foods. What was that big chicken dish? The one that kind of looked like it was a big chicken, but there was no bones in it? That looks pretty good.
Oh my gosh, that's what I was going to say. I agree with you 100%. I actually went and researched where I can find that type of dish. It's apparently a South Asian dish, and it's not really thin. It's just the chicken skin, but inside is like a bunch of rice and meats and stuff, and it's like it's marinated and it's like bit boiled, and I'm like, wow, like I've always wanted to eat that. I haven't tried it, but I found a recipe, and one day I'm going to make it. I know I'm going to make it.
New for the Colonel, chicken skins. Speaking of, do you know what a Japanese Christmas is?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what a Japanese Christmas is?
With the cake?
No, it's actually with KFC, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. This is not just Japanese.
Yeah.
It's also Korean. It's
really
Korean. Yeah, it's their thing that they're really popular. Like KFC is one of the biggest things for Christmas, including the Christmas cakes. The Christmas cakes and the KFC, that's what you get for Christmas.
How did that tradition start exactly? Do you know?
That's when KFC actually went to Japan. And most Asians, that's when they expanded from here, from the States, around Christmas. And because it's a brand new thing and it came from America, everybody wanted KFC. And it just ended up being a tradition that every time they go there, they have to have KFC because that's when they first started opening up internationally.
All right. Good to know. Apparently, which speaking of, I think Friday I may just do a little Japanese Christmas this a little early. But that's just me. But as far as chicken goes, kurage is an excellent dish that if you're trying to get somebody who's not really well-versed in Japanese culture, that'd be a good dish to start them on. It's basically popcorn chicken, but it's with dark meat instead of white meat.
You know, I never thought of it that way, popcorn chicken. It is popcorn chicken.
Yeah, that's one of my many superpowers. I'm able to explain things, but just in ways no one ever sees. Like, my honest description for Game of Thrones is the weird love child between Lord of the Rings and Shakespeare that's been raised by HBO Max.
Oh, my gosh. It is.
Right?
What? Okay, mind blown.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I did not think of it that way.
Compared no one ever
like,
does.
Wow. That's a good superpower. Mine will be trying
Thank
to you. Explain something and, like, talk your ear off, and then in the end, I still don't know what I'm trying to explain.
Yeah, too bad I can't use it to make money or to help feed monsters in Tokyo or something.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but say it again. I'll find a way to capitalize on it soon enough. But as far as food goes, this one I actually found out while I was watching Dragon Ball Super, because this, like, 2000, I want to say 15 when it first came out, they were celebrating Bulma's party, and one of the foods they had was takoyaki balls.
Takoyaki. That's a good
one. For those of you
that
don't know, takoyaki is basically the Eastern version of calamari, except it's more with cabbage and pancake mix with a little piece of octopus in the middle, topped with takoyaki sauce, kewpie mayo, which is actually different than traditional Hellmann's mayonnaise. It's more egg-based. Ours is more oil-based. Topped with a little piece of tempura flakes and optional but highly recommended pieces of pickled ginger.
Oh, it's actually, I'm sorry, it's not tempura flakes. It's actually bonito flakes.
Thank you for the correction. Yes, it's actually bonito flakes.
Yeah, they're
but
like,
tempura,
um,
that's another good dish, which I guess is basically beer battered, fried, anything. I'm more of a tempura shrimp guy. I want to be a tempura vegetable guy because I want to eat healthier, but I just can't.
Isn't that everyone's dream to try to eat healthier, but the food is just so good? You just
My ideal
stop.
World is to eat the way I want to eat, but still get all the nutrients I would get by eating healthy. That would be my ideal world.
I just eat. I gave up a while ago. Food's too good for me.
Yeah, the way I see it, we're all going to die anyway, so you might as well have fun before you die.
Oh, no.
Is that a little morbid? Yeah.
Tad bit. It's okay.
Well, to quote the great Billy Joel, I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints, because the sinners are much more fun.
Oh, man. Have you had dongle before?
That's the one they sell in Naruto where they get the two Akatsuki members. It's kind of like a mochi. Is it like a mochi dumpling thing?
Sort of. It's like a mochi bowl, and it's made with mochi and tofu, and it's like a dessert. And most of the time when you see it, it's on the stick. Sometimes they have it with like caramel on top, like melted caramel.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Or they have like different flavors, like they have the green tea. My favorite, I have to say, is the sakura flavor, which is the pink one. Usually it's pink. A lot of people really don't like that one, but that's one of my favorites because it's not too sweet. it's like, it's just, it tastes just right for me.
Now, do they not like it because it's named after the girl from Naruto, or do they just not like it because it's too sweet?
I think because it's not sweet. It's sakura, like the sakura blossoms. It's made with the sakura blossom essence. So it's like that one. But there's also a lot of other kinds of dangos. I know there's an anime, I don't remember the name of the anime, but that was the main thing that she ate, dango. Like, it was her favorite.
Yeah, it's funny how a lot of these anime characters have the one food they gravitate towards. Naruto has ramen. Luffy has just meat. Doesn't matter what the animal is, just meat. And Ichigo has strawberries, which is funny because his name literally translates into strawberry.
Yes. Have you ever tried making any of these Japanese foods? Has anyone ever tried making any of these Japanese foods, like either ramen or like takoyaki or anything? How did they turn out? Were they difficult to
use? Have you ever heard of a place called Mitsuwa?
Oh, yeah, I just went there this morning.
Awesome. I go there every once in a while. It's a bit of a drive for me. But, I definitely have been there a few times. Grab myself some good groceries on there. I try to go at least once a month, budget permitting. But, I get a lot of stuff from there. I'm going to be honest with you. First thing I get when I'm there is the chashu pork. You know what? Forget the vegetables. I'm not going to even acknowledge the vegetables. Just straight line into the meat department and get up some chashu pork.
For those who don't know what Mitsuwa is a Japanese supermarket in Edgewater, New Jersey. It's one of the only big Japanese supermarket here in at least the tri-state area. And it's the closest between, I guess, both Tyler and I. And they have a food court inside, which is phenomenal. And
it
their
really
alcohol
is. Actually,
section
there
is phenomenal.
Actually, there are a couple in California. I did my research on it. Where else in the states it is. And as of, to my knowledge, the only ones I recall are in Jersey and California.
Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, it's great there.
But
I have
a place called Ruri near me, but it's more Korean. And it's kind of like a smaller version of Mitsuwa. But if you do find yourself in California or New Jersey, go to Edgewater. And if you can, score yourself a crepe. And I know that sounds weird, but it's one of those to-go crepes, one of those eating crepes, like one of those hand-eating crepes. And honestly, they're so good, they don't even leave the parking lot half the time.
Yes, their crepes are amazing. Their new ice cream shop. The ice cream shop inside there, before they used to have that Sweet Moments ice cream shop where you remember they had the black sesame and stuff like that. Now they have a new ice cream shop with more flavors, and then they have the, what was it? It's like, it's kind of like a shaved whipped cream type of thing, like, and they have different flavors. Oh, it's phenomenal.
I'll have to check that out, but we're actually running out of time. So I'm just going to get this trivia answer out of the way, and we have had yet no attempts. Shame on you guys, because you're missing out on some great prizes. The answer to this trivia question, what is the name of the ramen shop Naruto frequently visits? Ichiraku Ramen. So Mai, one more time, where are you found?
I'm so sorry. What?
No problem. So if you want to catch Mai Tan's cosplay stuff, check her on Instagram, Facebook, and my website, geektalkwithtyler.com. Join us next. So, Mai, thank you for joining us once again.
Of course. Pleasure being here.
Pleasure having you. Join us next week as we talk about 2022, a year for horror films. I'll be joined by David Matthew Barnes, another wonderful guest, not as lovely as Mai, though, but then again, who is? So stay tuned to the same phone number, same channel, same co-host, or same host, and Mai, stay with me. Stay geeky.
Stay geeky with Tyler.